Maranatha. Brothers and sisters, in the penultimate line in the Bible, at the end of the New Testament, the words appear, Amen, come Lord Jesus. In the early church and also in the renewal time known as the Jesus Movement, when I and a number of you came to accept Jesus, this was cried out in the single word, Maranatha. Say it with me, Maranatha. In the early church, it was a cry from the deep heart of a blessed but troubled people who were surrounded by a world of pain and injustice, though, in crying this word out to God, they had the great hope and belief that Jesus was returning in their generation to rescue them. Throughout the ages, Maranatha has been shouted out by the church, sometimes more and sometimes less. As a Christian in the 70s, it was a clarion call of many who responded to that movement of the Holy Spirit that drew so many to Jesus. We expected and believed that, indeed, many signs indicated that the time was near. But he did not come then, just as he did not come for the early church or in 1000 AD when many believers sold all and went to the hills, waiting. So here we are in 2020, 20 centuries after that cry was birthed, waiting. You may think this is a discouragement, but I felt led to write this intercession because indeed, I see it as an encouragement. When Jesus ascended to heaven before his apostles, the promise was given that he was coming back, and that promise still stands. As much as the resurrection is the pivotal point of history, it is inextricably paired with that return. He rose, and he is coming back, and that is our eternal hope, that God is faithful and that Jesus will return and establish his forever kingdom and creation, where sin and sorrow, tears and pain will be no more. As much as the resurrection was rooted in real time and space history, so is that return. We live now in perilous times. As much as the Roman world in Jesus and Paul's day was fraught with the pain that a wayward world can inflict, and as much as history has seen atrocities beyond imagination, so, in our present time, we experience so much that makes it appear that humanity is doomed. But in this perilous world, we have this hope that our Lord is coming back to us, that he will do what he promised, that his kingdom of righteousness is as real as our God is real. He is no idol, but a living God who made human history and will redeem human history. Therefore, I ask you to join me whenever especially you feel discouraged or overwhelmed by the world around us in crying out, Maranatha. And, as the final line of the Bible says, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.